You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Their friends may have been moving back to dorms or apartments to start the new school year, but a group of occupational therapy students from Western Michigan University this fall moved their things into new rooms at the Clark Retirement Community on Keller Lake. It's one of the first research projects of its kind in the country, college students living side by side with senior citizens. A couple weeks after move-in day, we spoke with Nancy Hawk from the Department of Occupational Therapy at Western Michigan University. Where did you get this idea of mixing students and retirees this way?
Well, I actually went along with a colleague of mine who's actually my partner on this project, Dr. Maureen Micas, and we went on a study abroad trip to Ireland. We were looking at perspectives on aging, the differences between the two countries in Ireland and in the U.S. And when I returned from that trip, I saw a posting on Facebook, actually, that talked about this type of scenario in the Netherlands. They had a housing shortage for students, and then they placed them in an underutilized nursing facility for geriatrics. And so I thought that was a great idea. Then I met the administrator of Clark at Keller Lake at a holiday party, and he was telling me about the facility and mentioned that he was an 80-bed facility, but actually 94, but only licensed for 80 beds. And I asked them if they would be interested in moving some OT students in there to fill the other beds, and this is where the whole thing started.
What a great light bulb to go on. So tell us a little about the Clark at Keller Lake community. What kind of care is offered there?
So it's an assisted living facility. They do have some independent living sites in condominiums around the main facility, but it has basically split into two 40-bed units that is assisted living. One is primarily for residents with dementia, and then the students are actually living in the non-dementia side of the facility.
And we're talking three students?
Three students.
And how were they chosen?
We actually interviewed students and sent out a message to my incoming students for the new year, and we had some students express interest, and then we interviewed them along with administration at the site and some of the residents from the facility, and then we selected the students and paired them up, and they moved in September.
How many girls, how many boys?
Two girls, one boy.
So how long will they live at the Clark community?
They're able to live there for 19 months, which would be their whole academic time in our program. We had originally decided to do a 9-month project, but then we had a Skype conversation with the students in the Netherlands that lived in the facility, and they had mentioned it would take at least 6 months to develop strong relationships with the residents there. So we increased the time to their whole academic experience.
Clearly, you're hoping your students gain experiences that will make them better occupational therapists. So that would be part one of the goal?
That is part one. They will learn a great deal about geriatrics. And then also we're hoping that they develop some perspectives on aging and what old is and what older people are capable of doing. And then also hoping that they can each teach each other something, the residents teaching the students some things, and vice versa, the students teaching the residents some things.
Certainly. And then are you looking to get some research data to really pass on with everyone out of this experience?
Yes, we're using the age semantic differential. That's an assessment that evaluates their perspective of aging. And then we will do that assessment when they move in, and then again at 12 months, and then again at 19 months. And then we also have planned semi-structured interviews that we're doing with the students, the residents, and then any family members or staff that would also be willing to participate.
What do you hope the residents, these retirees, what do you hope they'll get out of living with these three students?
Well, when we spoke with the students from the Netherlands, they talked about how when they moved into the facility, that all the residents talked about what they used to do. I used to do this, I used to do that. When I was younger, I did that. And he really indicated that he wanted to give all the residents a now. And I think some of the things that the residents wanted to learn was, you know, information about Google or how to use the internet or technology. And then also to increase their activity level, maybe at off times in the evening and the weekends when maybe there aren't as many activities going on. And then for the students to develop relationships with these older adults.
It's going to be very fun to follow this group along with you and see how this all evolves. So you're going to have a lot of interesting insights to talk about in classes, I'm sure.
I will, and it's already been interesting. Already I can see trends in relationships that are developing.
Nancy Hawk is a professor of occupational therapy at Western Michigan University. Nancy, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Let's Let's say hello now to one of the students and one of the retirees. Charlie Lundstrom is a resident at the Clark Retirement Community on Keller Lake. Charlie, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. And we're happy to say hello to a first-year master's student at Western Michigan in occupational therapy, Colette Chapp. Good to have you with us, Colette.
Good to be here.
Why did you decide that you would apply to live at the Clark on Keller Lake?
I've always had a passion for the elderly population, and I've always known that I wanted to work with them in some capacity to learn more about them and increase the quality of life for that population. So when I first heard about this project, it just sounded so groundbreaking and unique, and I just knew that I had to be part of it.
Colette, what kind of reaction did your friends, not people maybe in the occupational therapy program, but other friends, what did they react to this idea?
They thought it was a little weird at first, but because my friends know my passion for this and they just know how drawn I am to service, and especially with the elderly population, they all thought that it was a perfect fit and they were really excited for me.
What were you looking forward to?
I think the thing that I was looking forward to the most is the relationships that would come from it. I think that by living there, I'll have so many relationships that I would never have had the opportunity to make in any other circumstance. So the relationships that I can make with these residents is the thing that I was most excited about. And then obviously what I could learn from those relationships and what I could take moving forward.
Now, was there anything you were a little uncertain about or unsure about going into this?
The thing that I was the most nervous about, I guess, going in was that really nobody will be able to relate to what I'm experiencing here. I have the two other students with me, so they'll be able to understand. But my friends and like my main support group won't have any idea what this feels like, especially throughout the 19 months as lots of things happen and I'm doing this with school. Really nobody will be able to understand. So that's, I think, the thing that I'm the most worried about. But I think that it'll work itself out as it goes.
All right, let's get the residents' perspective. Charlie Lundstrom, what did you and other residents at Clark on Keller Lake think when you heard this news that you could be rooming with some college kids?
Well, we were surprised. I would say, not sure exactly what it was all about, but look forward to it. At least I did very much. I'm a very curious person, and I would like to talk to them and learn from them and maybe pass some my wisdom on to them, too.
And you were on the committee that helped decide which students could come live at Clark. I really like that idea that there was a residence committee. You kind of reviewed the applications and decided who would be a good fit. What were you looking for, Charlie?
Well, really, I was looking for just someone who was quite interested in integrating with older people and learning from us and also people that could teach us, that we could learn from them.
Now, we heard from Colette about aspects of what she was nervous with. What about you, or what did you hear from other residents? Were there any misgivings or things that people were uncertain about?
Well, I think there was some uncertainty because this is a new thing, and I think a lot of people just didn't understand, you know, what would happen with three younger people living with an older retired population. So there was some question in their minds, but I don't think it was any concern about anybody.
Well, and now there have been a couple of weeks that have happened. What are the first couple weeks like? I'll start with you, Colette.
For me, it's been great so far. I have had the opportunity to get to know a couple of the residents. I would not say that I've gotten to know everybody yet. That is something that I'm looking forward to, getting to know more of the population. But so far, I've just really enjoyed integrating with them and like participating in the activities that they usually participate in and seeing where relationships go from there.
Okay, what kind of activities?
Well, every Wednesday I play poker. They taught me how to play poker, so that's been fun.
Come away with some great life skills, Colette.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's one of the most important things. I've had a couple conversations with people. They've showed me their family pictures and things that they've worked on over the past few years. So that's the thing that I've spent the most time doing, I think. Also, I eat a lot of meals with the residents, so that's given me a lot of time with them.
And Charlie, how about you? What kind of interactions have you had in these first couple weeks?
Well, I had dinner last night with Lori. Now, she's the other gal student. She's one I interviewed, and I talked to her about her teaching me computer. I'm computer illiterate, and she had mentioned it. We had mentioned it when I interviewed her, and she was very happy to say that she would be happy to teach me how to be computer-wise. So I'm looking forward to that part of it, and I hope that in things I could tell them, too, that would help them.
I think it'll be interesting as this goes forward, as you all get to know each other, to find out what things are in common? The kinds of things, Charlie, that maybe you went through as you were starting out, you know, in life and finding out that, hey, maybe these years haven't made so much of a difference. What did you do, Charlie, before you retired?
I was an attorney here in Grand Rapids for 36 years. I came here in 1958 and left in 1994. I practiced law here with Warner, Norcross, and Judd for 36 years. And thoroughly enjoyed it.
That'll make for some interesting conversations. Colette, why did you choose occupational therapy?
I actually started out thinking that I was going to do some type of career involving psychology. That's what I have my bachelor's degree in. But as I went and I learned more about it, I realized that I really needed something more hands-on, that I could form more personal relationships with the people that I work with and really use myself in their therapy and working with them. So that's what drew me to occupational therapy, is how tangible of a result you can have with your relationship with somebody.
Well, it'll be interesting. We're going to be checking in with both of you as this year goes on. We'll see how things go. We'll hear if your poker skills are getting better and better, Colette and Charlie.
I hope so.
We look forward to hearing and maybe getting some email from you and knowing that the computer skills are rubbing off as well.
I hope so.
Charlie Lundstrom and Colette Chapp, we want to thank you both for speaking with us, and we will be checking in with you as this period goes on. A great, great research project. So good luck to both of you. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.